Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you again from the broadcasting studios in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, the parsonage, the house of peace. And we are bringing you episode 16 of The Gift of Gratitude. I hope you've been enjoying this little mini-series we have going. We got one more episode after this with Pastor Joshua Chunmin Kang, the founding pastor of New Life Vision Church in Los Angeles, California. And then we'll close with another great poem today. But just to get everybody prepared and in the right spirit, we've brought in some new monks today, a new gaggle of monks from Abbey at St. Attilan in Germany. So we hope you're enjoying all that. We have the candle going. It's the cinnamon cider, beautiful candle. It's truly an archaeological wonder at this point. And it's just gleaming and glowing off the sides of the wax. It's our own little version of the Grand Canyon in cinnamon color. And we've got this. Oh, that's right. That's the Brooklyn breakfast tea. And that's a new one. Brooklyn breakfast tea. It's a black tea. All right. So we heard the introduction from Joshua Chunmin Kang a few days ago. We heard him talk about gratitude as a means of grace. And we heard him talk about how we can turn understanding into healing. And yesterday we heard about turning wounds into pearls. And today's segment is called Gratitude, Turning Sufferings into Teachers. Turning Sufferings into Teachers. So if everyone's ready, let's begin our reading today. Joshua Chunmin Kang, Gratitude, Turning Sufferings into Teachers. When we respond to our sufferings properly, those sufferings become our teachers who help us to become mature. The best way to respond to sufferings is to consider the trials as learning opportunities. God wants us to grow in maturity and be conformed to the image of Christ. God welcomes us just as we are. He loves us as we are. But He doesn't want us to remain as we are. He wants us to mature into the measure of the fullness of Christ. God wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus. God uses sufferings and trials in the process of making us to be more like Jesus. Although Jesus was God's Son, He learned obedience through what He suffered. You see, sufferings are God's instrument of transformation that change us and help us to mature. It is not wise to waste sufferings. Instead, we must allow God to use them as instruments for our spiritual growth. Suffering is intended to be a teacher. I make my sufferings my teachers through gratitude. Whenever sufferings come to me, I ask myself, what are the lessons from these sufferings? And try to learn from them. Through sufferings, I learned what life is all about and who we are as humans. I also learned the depth of the Word of God from the sufferings I went through. I experienced God's hidden and disguised blessings, which come from His invisible hands. There are reasons and lessons for every suffering. It is a mystery that sufferings are like teachers. They can leave us when we have learned their lessons well, but they stay with us as long as we need to learn those lessons. When we encounter similar difficulties again and again, they are intended to have the teaching effect of many homework assignments in the life of a student. Most students despise homework assignments, but it is through the repetition of these assignments that the student becomes a master. Sufferings are not the only teachers in our lives. We can also learn from things like blessings, success, and achievements. We learn through encouragement, but the deepest learning often comes from suffering. We learn from our failures. We learn from our loss, and even from our sickness. There are various tastes of life. The deepest taste of life comes from the taste of sufferings. Deep understanding also comes through sufferings. An intimate relationship with God is also often experienced through sufferings. Sufferings also bring unity. Sufferings may weaken us, but they can also help us to be united with God more closely. We bear abundant fruit when we are united with God. One of the lessons I learned as I went through my season of sufferings was the mystery of darkness. Going through sufferings was like going through a dark tunnel. Darkness deepened the sufferings, but all of a sudden I realized that darkness was also a part of God's creation. We can't know the beauty of brightness unless we are acquainted with darkness. I also learned that life itself grows in darkness. A womb is dark, but a life grows beautifully in that darkness. Underground is dark, but a seed sprouts in that darkness and sends its roots deeper into the darkness. It is in the darkness that life begins and sprouts. Roots grow in the darkness. Real growth is growing deeper down, and it grows from within. It grows out of darkness. For that reason, I believe that darkness is one of God's instruments that help us to grow by sending our roots deeply down to God. Sufferings make us learn how to love even the dark times of our life. Just as a wounded oyster produces beautiful pearls in the darkness by embracing the wounds, God wants to make our souls bright as precious treasures in the darkness. I have now become a person who is thankful even for the sufferings. Suffering with gratitude is a wonderful gift from God. Amen. Well, another wonderful reading from Joshua Chunmin Kang. And now we have our morning poem. Today's poem is from Anne Sexton. I think I've always heard it said Annie Sexton, but I'm not sure. She lived a very dark life, speaking of. Born in 1928, in a comfortable house in Weston, Massachusetts, which was a paradox with her upbringing. Her mother was a very angry woman and her father an alcoholic. She was tall and dark and beautiful and even a model at times in her life, but she settled down into a life of child rearing, which led to more depression and several attempts at suicide. Finally, in 1960, her therapist suggested that she try writing, and she started putting out her first collections and received very favorable reviews and became very popular in a short period of time. She won the Pulitzer in 1967, even as her own life was unraveling. She finally died on one October day in 1974 after having lunch with an old friend. She drove home and parked in her garage in Boston and left the engine running and passed away. Now, having heard that story, it's always interesting to me how poets are able to dig so deep into reality and produce poetry like this, even in the midst of their dark circumstances. And today's poem, Welcome Morning, by Annie Sexton. There is joy in all, in the hair I brush each morning, in the cannon towel, newly washed, that I rub my body with each morning, in the chapel of eggs I cook each morning, in the outcry from the kettle that heats my coffee each morning, in the spoon and the chair that cry, "Hello there, Annie," each morning, in the godhead of the table that I set my silver plate cup upon each morning. All this is God, right here in my pea-green house each morning. And I mean, though often forget, to give thanks, to faint down by the kitchen table in a prayer of rejoicing at the holy birds at the kitchen window peck into their marriage of seeds. So, while I think of it, let me paint a thank you on my palm for this God, this laughter of the morning, lest it go unspoken. The joy that isn't shared, I've heard, dies young. Amen. Welcome Morning by Annie Sexton. There is joy in all, in the hair I brush each morning, in the cannon towel, newly washed, that I rub my body with each morning, in the chapel of eggs I cook each morning, in the outcry from the kettle that heats my coffee each morning, in the spoon and the chair that cry, "Hello there, Annie," each morning, in the godhead of the table that I set my silver plate cup upon each morning. All this is God, right here in my pea-green house each morning. And I mean, though often forget, to give thanks, to faint down by the kitchen table in a prayer of rejoicing as the holy birds at the kitchen window peck into their marriage of seeds. So, while I think of it, let me paint a thank you on my palm for this God, this laughter of the morning, lest it go unspoken. The joy that isn't shared, I've heard, dies young. Amen. Well, that concludes episode 16 on this November 24th. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new featured episode and some more poetry. But until then, bask in the glory of this great day of creation, because whether it appeals to you or not at this moment, God has given you exactly what you need today. And all we know is to follow His way and His will. In Jesus' name, amen.